One, two, three. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Late Night Open Mic. It's a little late for us here, but, yeah, you know what it is. You know how it is. That's the holiday schedule. Anyway, I gotta go to town on this guy. You know, he made a video of me. Me. Not the Grim Lord. The real me. On his social media. And I think a couple of his friends saw it, like maybe over 100 people watched it, which is not a lot. I mean, that's pretty big. That's a fair amount. But basically, you know, this guy challenged something that I said in a comment section of another person. So if he does decide to put this on his Cliff Jumper YouTube channel, which has 58 subs, and I've been monitoring to see if he's going to post it, because if he does, then I have a 50-minute rebuttal video already prepared. I made that ahead of time. I'm just waiting for him to drop it. So far, he hasn't done it. But when he does drop it, you guys will know. And, of course, it will dox me a little bit. And not a very great picture of me, by the way, but, you know, that's just the one I was using, because when I took that picture, I was just like, ah, fuck it, you know. It was not a, like when you look at his picture, it's a picture of a guy that he isn't. If you watch his videos and then you see his picture, it's like a completely different guy. It almost looks like a better looking edited version of him compared to the dude that I see in the videos. He just looks like kind of a big black guy. I'm like, nothing against, you know, not against big black guys, but he's trying to make himself out to be a little more suave than maybe he used to be. And I did notice that some of the videos he did with Miss Sexy, they seem to have gotten 2,900 views, a couple things like that. So the guy racked up when he was with her, but without her, he seems to be struggling a little bit. And that's expectable because these videos were made around a couple years, maybe before the Me Too thing. So he was definitely getting a lot more hits, and, you know, guys were more in the game and PUA. And I also noticed that his follower, a guy who I won't name, who wanted to actually debate me, he basically said, you know, he's a big fan of PUA guys. He was talking about Alex, who is also known as Playing With Fire. He's got 115,000 subs on YouTube, which still puts him way below Fresh and Fit, or what you want to call Fresh and Fraud, whatever. So, this guy, basically, I looked at a lot of his videos, and it's basic PUA. And, of course, there's one video, three things about MGTOW, why they're wrong or something. You know how it is, guys. These guys, he's gotta do it. I mean, it's like PUA by numbers at this point. You look at a new guy that comes along, I'm gonna teach you how to get laid, you know, and it's basically how to get girls this way. You know what's funny about his videos? Everything on Alex's page is how to. Like, every video title is how to. It's like, the dude is just trying to milk the algorithm, which is fine. But, I don't know, guys.
How to get anime girls.
It's just, oh yeah, no. He's not worried about that. He and a lot of guys, like even the Cliff Jumper guy, says anime is horrible. See, you got to understand where Cliff Jumper's coming from. Cliff Jumper believes, and he stands by this, that the only reason that men and women are here is to form romantic relationships. Now, he did originally state in his response that the main purpose of success for a man is to have a woman. Now he's changed it to say part of a successful life is success with a woman. He changed it. I noticed that. He also changed my video. He changed it from the making of an incel to the making of a beta. He changed it. He completely changed it around. I guess he realized I didn't really fit the incel mold, but I fit the beta mold apparently. But that's crazy because I never have said to a woman, oh sure, I'll raise your kid and all that, and I'm not that kind of guy. And I talk with the girls all the time, and I said, I'm done with dating. And she said, you're done? Like, That early? You're finished already? I said, look, I'm 37 going on 40. I'm done. She's like, you're finished? You don't want to do it anymore? It's like, yeah, I'm done. I don't want to mess with it no more. And she just started laughing. I said, look, all these girls will be on OnlyFans and shit. She's like, you and OnlyFans? I said, yeah, I know. But no, man, I was cracking jokes with the girls all day, all night tonight, man. That's just what I do. A lot of people say, oh, you're socially awkward. You don't talk. Man, y'all don't really know me. I crack jokes with people all the time. That's just how I am. I talk with them. One of the girls was like, she's like, I went to Dairy Queen and had two sundaes. By the way, she's skinny and short. So I'm like, damn, two sundaes? And she's like, my stomach feels bad. And she's like, I had pizza and spaghetti. I'm like, okay, hold on a second. You telling me you had spaghetti, pizza, and two sundaes? Of course your stomach feels bad. She's like, no, not like all at the same time. She said, yesterday I had pizza and spaghetti. I'm like, and now you're going to have two sundaes? Like, she drove, like, the Dairy Queen's far out, folks. You have to drive another town to get to it. So, on her lunch break, she drove all the way down to that damn Dairy Queen for two sundaes. I was like, shit, y'all, it's some crazy shit, folks. But, nah, that's just the stuff I deal with on a day-to-day basis with these girls. I mean, they're funny. I ain't got nothing against women at all. I say that straight up. But, people will see, like, stuff that I've written, and they'll be like, oh, this guy is crazy. So let me go ahead and just go into it, you know. Again, we're going to leave the game on the title screen. Maybe I'll play it in a little bit. It's in Japanese, so it's going to be fun trying to play it. Apparently you can without the English text, but we're going to see. Anyway, let me go through these comments I left. Now, let me set everything up first. First of all, there was a post from a friend, female friend of mine on social media, and she posted a gentleman that was a weightlifter. You know, he had just lifting an immense amount of weight. But he's got a waifu, like an Ehegal shirt on. And they said that he did it for the love of his waifu, you know. This is a real deal. This is a real deal thing that happened. You can look up the pictures. They haven't been Photoshopped or edited in any way. And there was like, and she was like, does this change the stigma? And he's basically saying, no, he didn't. He's like, if you're socially awkward, you're still not getting laid, no matter how many muscles you have. And then he shows a picture of Mario. What's really interesting about this guy, he used one thing as a picture of Mario, and then he used another picture that was like a shy guy. So he seems to be a big fan of Nintendo and those kind of characters, even though he doesn't like anime or any. I think the guy's in denial about a lot of things, and he's only doing it because women are turned off by that kind of behavior, apparently. Or the ones he's looking for, rather. Now, I said to him, I said, let me ask you a question. As an older guy, why does it matter that a man gets laid? I said, it never changed me when I had sex. I'm not awkward. I carry on a conversation. I laugh and joke with my coworkers. But I love this kind of weeb stuff. I even wear anime shirts to work sometimes. Sometimes I wear, like, Nintendo and stuff like that, or Sega, whatever I've got. No one cares. No one says anything. Now, he said, they say that because they don't want to upset you or something like that. I'm like, no. Nobody gives me shit. That's the thing. People don't really fucking care. I see girls walk in with like Pink Floyd and all kinds of shit I know they don't listen to, but they like the shirt, and I don't fucking say anything to them. I don't say name three songs or any bullshit like that. It's just a fucking shirt. People don't give a fuck. Never once have I mentioned sex or anything related to the girls I work with. Well, I mean, today we talked about the OnlyFans shit. And I was like, I said, man, there's these girls making $15,000, $30,000 a week on OnlyFans. And she's like, are you going to go ahead and start your own OnlyFans? I said, hell no, I'm not going to start my own OnlyFans. I said, look, if you a man, the only attention you're going to get on OnlyFans or anything like that is other men. That's it. That's straight up it. That's what you're going to get. You know, I have done the adult stuff before. I've done the adult scene. You get a few women. You get a few pretty women. but you're going to have a sea of men and trans women. And you know what trans women are. So that's it. That's what you're looking forward to. Unless you looking like Adonis. Unless you look like Adonis and you got like a 50-inch penis, then you're going to have, you know, you're going to have that. That's just what you're going to get. Now, a few hit on me, but I don't really care for him. And she said, and he said, well, a few hit on you, you'd have a girlfriend. I was like, I wasn't interested. I mean, you can turn people down. You're like, nah, you know, blow her off. I'm not that interested in these girls. They said, maybe you should analyze why it's such a big deal for a man to have sex all the time. And he changed his thing. He says, because you're lying to yourself if you think part of living a full life isn't having success with women romantically. Remember, he changed that. He says that part of living a full life. He originally meant that that was the main goal, but he's changed that. So that's what he said. He says, it's like you have to have success with women romantically, or you're not a man. So, I said, I will say I got in a discussion with a content creator who respected that men have two paths. He said that he personally likes to go around the world and basically get with different women, which he has talked about. He's a wealthy black man, which we know who he's talking about. Primarily going to Asian countries, but not necessarily Asian countries. There was a debate that feminism is reaching those countries. He said he'd visited the Philippines in 2020, and there were still traditional women, but other sources are saying that's changing. Back to my point, though. I personally don't care for dating and such. It never interested me. I said people brought more trouble than I cared to deal with, so I like the idealization. In other words, in order for me to be with someone, I'd have to put them in a machine and practically remove the brain. He took this seriously. He was like, oh, this is creepy. I was like, oh, like you don't understand satire when you see it? Like, oh yeah, I'd have to remove the whole brain. So, you know what I'm alluding to, right? Either AI or a doll. It's like, I like the woman. I just don't like all that crazy stuff, you know? Gotta get rid of all that. So, I have stated this, I'd rather have an assistant. Romance is a fun fantasy. And you know what the girl said today? The girl said, I'm not romantic. That's your job. Literally said that to a guy today. I'm not romantic. That's your job. Women are actually telling on themselves now. You know how we always said that women aren't romantic? TFM said that women aren't romantic. Well, here's a woman right there, coming right out saying, that's your job as a man to be romantic. It's not mine.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's. Oh, yeah. Fuck, was it?
But.
Fuck. Oh, I fucking forgot. Keep going. Okay. God damn it.
I said romance is a fun fantasy. But as you get older, you realize that an older person can't take care of you. That is true. If you get older, it's a little harder to move around and all that kind of stuff, which has always been an issue with me. I'd rather have something that can, a machine that can do surgery on the fly, for instance. If you're a young man, this won't matter so much, but as you get a bit older, you don't feel like going to the doctor all the time because of some new health ailment that popped up. It happens a lot when you get older. It's better to have an in-home robot assistant that can take care of me when I get old and is able to lift me up and move me around when I can no longer do it myself. I'd even look into cybernetic augmentations to prolong the longevity of my body, or longevity rather. Sex is a nice, fun fantasy, but it doesn't beat living in my book, and staying alive to do the things I enjoy is just a bit more exciting. Like, you gotta understand Cliff Jumper's reasoning. To him, he's like, oh, you can't get it, or you don't, that's why you don't want it.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I've had it. I had it with a girl that had the kind of, you know, body I liked and everything. And I was like, eh, this ain't so great, you know. Plus, I'm not in my whimsical 20s anymore. You know, you get a little, I'm heading toward 40. Things change a lot when you reach your 40s. You know, you get a way of how things are. You start to understand the world a little better. And Cliff, he's a little young, I don't know how young he is. He might be a lot younger than me. He might be as young as some of the guys I work with. And in that case, you know, then I understand completely where his mentality is coming from. Because a lot of guys, and this is a theory I have. I haven't talked to TFM about it yet, but I thought about it, about mentioning it. I think that a lot of guys realize the system is collapsing and things are getting worse. So they're using the, I got to get a woman, I got to get laid and have kids, you know, thing as a kind of distraction from the fact that the world's getting worse. They're like, okay, I'm not going to focus on this. I'm going to focus on pussy. I'm going to focus on that because the world's getting fucked and I don't want to think about it. It's too hard to think about. I don't feel like preparing. You know, there's a lot of things like that. It's easier for them to go ahead and gamble these women around. Because maybe they feel that, you know, their life could end at any time, like a nuclear bomb or nuclear missile goes off. And they're just like, man, fuck it. I'm just going to go ahead and get laid, give as many women as I can. Because what does it fucking matter, you know? It's almost like they're black-pilled, but they're not black-pilled. They're just like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Because if you look at all the news articles, everything that's been going on right now, we're not looking at good times. And there's nothing in the world that can tell me otherwise. There's way too many, you know, there's way too much statistics out there. There's all kinds of articles from around the globe that are talking about how awful things are actually getting right now. So they're just like, oh, I'm just going to fuck all these women, whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm going to do my thing, have a bunch of baby mamas, whatever. Because that's what happens. I constantly see young guys talking about these girls all the time. And I understand, you know, girls, girls, girls is the big thing, but I think men are more into women than they ever have been. I've seen more men talk about women than I have anything else. It's like, damn, that's kind of a problem. And I was around in times before women, I mean, of course we talked about women, but, you know, and even one of the guys was like, okay, the whole doll thing is a cope because you really want a woman. I'm like, no, I don't want a woman. And it's like, or you wouldn't have a doll. I'm like, okay, think about it. There's a lot of drama, there's a lot of craziness, there's a lot of stuff with women that I don't want to deal with. And I shouldn't have to deal with women because he wants me to. Oh, would you have to? No, I don't have to. I know all I have to do in life is live and die. I can do whatever I want to. I don't care what other people think about me because they're not feeding me, they're not fucking me, and they're definitely not funding me. You know, nobody's giving me money, so why should I give the fuck about their opinion, right? Nobody's, you know, it's stuff like that. But I was saying, all right, if you're a young man, this won't matter so much, but okay, we talked about that. And then, of course, he says, you don't understand humans yet. You don't understand humans yet. What? You don't understand humans yet. He was like, he said, I was going to teach him charisma. Charisma? I have charisma. When I can go into a room and I can hear people, you know, talking about something and automatically make a joke about it, like, because I'm being serious, that's a form of charisma. That's when I can go in a place and the girls are giggling or they're laughing and they're having, you know, they like me coming around. They know I'm going to say something silly or funny, and they enjoy that shit. And the opposite is another guy we work with who's got real bad ADD. He can't shut up. And I'm sitting there trying to work, and, you know, I'm like, hey. He's like, oh, but I got a story I got to tell you real quick. It's a really big, really good story. And the girls are like, we can't do that right now. We're working. And he's like, oh, but it won't take that long. And I'm like, dude, seriously, I've got shit. I've got shit in my hand. I'm trying to get this shit done. You're in the way. Like, it's absolutely nuts. And that's the guy that gets on their nerves. So I see how they act. I see the difference in how they act towards this guy and how they act towards me. You know, or, you know, other guys. I watch women's interactions with different men. I mean, I work with them. I see how they interact with the different guys. It's, you know, it depends on the woman. Different women, some of them are just, you see some really bitter ones, and then you'll find, like, playful ones that are younger, and they want to just, you know, have a good time and all that, so it's different. And I also said, additionally, I always found the idea that you couldn't just pay a prostitute rather baffling. As a man, you're expected to play this game to attract a woman. Okay, making sure that I am recording this. To attract a woman which you 9 out of 10 do not have any real long-lasting commitments for, and she feels the same. Now, he was talking about dating. I was talking about hookup culture. That's the difference. A lot of people aren't doing dating. Not to say that people aren't dating, but most people are doing a hookup culture thing on Tinder. 15,000 swipes. This one woman, she swiped about 14,000 times right, and then there was, let's see, 600 that made it to the chat, and then there was 300 that made it, 600 that made it to, yeah, the chat, and then 300 that made it further, and then out of all those, 37 ended up with sex, casual sex, and then everybody else got nothing. She didn't even find a partner. She fucked 37 men after going through 15,000.
In a row?
Over a period of time. On Tinder. And that's just one app. That's not to talk about Bumble and all the other apps she's probably got and gone through.
This sounds like this guy needs to get on the one place where the other people go. That's the wall. Conservative.
Feels the same. She's more than likely not different from many other girls you could be having sex with. Especially after you take off the clothes. I said very few of them will look like a model. Well, I mean, that, what I'm saying... Now, he thought I was making some kind of incel thing, but what I'm saying is, look, if we're talking about a prostitute, we're talking about product. This is going to be hard to explain, but product. Okay? I even made this point in my rebuttal. Product is something that you're looking for when you're choosing a girl in a brothel. You're saying, I want a girl that looks like this. I want a girl that looks like that. And product is also common in the Japanese dating cafes. Where, again, they have the partner and, you know, there may be some massage or something like that. Maybe they'll go to a love hotel, which is very not common practice anymore in Japan. But... They basically give them a menu of different men. These are women now. They give them... This was happening in 2014. I was watching I was watching a documentary about Japanese comedians. And they were showing what they do after they get out of work. What a lot of Japanese women did after they got out of work in 2014. Basically, they would hand them a list. Now, this is probably digital now. But they would hand them a menu at a restaurant. And there would be different men. And they'd pick the man they'd want. He'd sit down. And, of course, they're picking him like a product. That's the product they're investing themselves in. They want that man because he looks that way. Just like a man that's going at a brothel is looking for a woman that looks a certain, you know, a certain way. And, of course, he said, you know, that's apparently very toxic. But that's also apparently very business. Maybe you're anti-capitalism and consumer, you know, and consumerism, but we live in that kind of culture. When I pick out a certain shirt, I want a shirt because I'm looking for that shirt. I'm not just going to pick any shirt. A lot of shirts look the same, right? When you go to pick out a shirt, you'll find many of the same color shirt, many of the same style shirt. Same thing with a pair of pants. Now, you might have, say you have wide leg jeans. Well, there's a lot of wide leg jeans that look the same. They might have different sizes, but they all look the same. So you have to find a certain pair of wide leg jeans that fit you, that you want, just like a shirt. And they're like, well, you're devaluing people to products. I said, well, no, that is the that's the system there. That's the corporate system of having a brothel. That's for having that sex in exchange for money. That's prostitution, where the girls would look different. Where a guy would go into his, would drive down the street in his car and look at the different girls. And they said, hey, honey, what are you in the mood for? And he'd see the different girls, or the pimp would approach him, whatever. And he would pick out the girl that he wanted for the night or whatever, you know, the hour, whatever they do. And that's how it is. That's buying a product. We're not talking about somebody you're going to spend your rest of your life with. When that happens, you don't care so much because you're invested in that person in a romantic or relationship level. But we're talking about someone that you're there to basically have sex with or any other kind of intimate act. You're paying for a product, and that person becomes the product. Same thing like with somebody that funds OnlyFans, even though I don't care for it because it's like getting a picture of the pizza instead of the pizza. So why would you, you know, I mean, we can always talk about why would you pay for a picture of the pizza, which is really stupid. We know that. But a guy that's looking for a certain thing, yeah, he's going to pay for the thing that he likes. Or, I mean, it can go with anything. Arrowgay. Like, why would you pick this sexual game over this sexual game? Because I'm into this. I'm not into that. And there's a lot of them that are the same. A lot of them that have the same plots, the same kind of story. But you find one that that gets your attention. And there you go. That's how I perfectly explain this. I don't think there's any need to continue on that. But I did mention it, you know, a little bit. I said, she's more than... Okay, it's just a regular woman, which is an overvaluation of the product. Only if she has a special feature or ability does she then become of a higher value. Now, what's the special feature of ability? Well, this girl, she's got a really big natural ass, right? That would set her apart from the girls that don't. I mean, correct? If you had a girl that had a big natural ass, and you had a girl that had just kind of a regular ass, you'd probably pick the girl with the big natural. Or this woman, she's...
Yeah, the big natural.
She's top heavy, you know. And some of the other girls, well, some guys like, well, I like small titties. So he'd go with a small titty girl, because some guys like small titties. Some guy, oh, I gotta have the biggest ones here. You know, and that would set her apart from the other girls, just like with strippers. When Maxine Mounds would come out with her great big fake titties, she got all kinds of money from the guys there at the strip club because she had great big fucking titties and all the other girls couldn't compete because nobody's got what she has. That makes her different from the other girls. That's what sets her apart. I don't know why this is some kind of weird rocket science to dude, but that's how that works. And I said, or... if she's really, really sexual skilled, maybe there's one ability that she's good at that no other girl can do. Some girls are just really fucking talented, and she can do things that other girls, that some of the other girls might not be able to. So you might want to go with her because she'll, you know, maybe, I don't know, suck your dick like a fucking fire, make your dick like a fire hose going off, you know? It's just that good of a fucking blowjob, right? So, maybe you want to go with that one. But, you know, that's what I mean by a special feature or ability. Not like the X-Men where she can levitate, but that would be pretty awesome, too.
That would be, yeah.
I was shown an image one time of a bunch of nude white girls, and they all looked like they came out of a factory. There was no difference in any of them. If you had sex with one, it'd be like having sex with the other. And I actually remember this picture, and I actually... commented on it. I said, they look like they come out of a white girl factory. They all have the same size breasts. They all have the same looking face. They all have the same size butts. They all have the same kind of waist shape. There was nothing different from either of them. They were, again, like you just came out of a factory. And you know how models have different defects here and there, like very small, noticeable. You know, they're not one. No model is one for one. No action figure you buy is completely one for one. There's always like one small minor detail because we can't make an absolute perfect model. You know, even dolls are like that. So that's kind of what I was referring to. You know, same breasts, basically same faces, same breast size, same body shape. Nothing to differentiate them at all. I said to myself, is this what guys go after? They're just regular women. There's nothing special here. Soon enough, you start to realize how ridiculous sex is in terms of anything other than a bodily function. Eating, sleeping, relieving of waste. Now, he says, well, you're right about that, but, you know, we eat, and sometimes you take a break from eating, but you go back to eating. He says, sex is the same way. You have sex with, I guess, random women, and then you go back and have sex again with other random women. That's the way you want to live your life.
I don't have that one.
But yeah, that's not me. Intended to create more of the species. It depends on your personal beliefs or whether or not you want to just have kids or not. That is not something I want. I just consider it getting the poison out and would much rather pay a professional. He said he wants an escort. Yeah. RPM, pay a professional. What I mean by this is simple. I mean a professional, not some woman who just started up, has no experience, right? If you want a professional, you want a professional. If you're paying good prices for an escort, you better get a good fucking performance. If I'm gonna put money down, it needs to be proper, like I said here. There's nothing else that happens there. I'm simply getting off, and that's the end of it. Just like I pay to eat a meal or watch a film at the theater. If the movie is bad, you walk out. If a sexual experience that you paid for is bad, yeah, you want a refund. I said, I definitely think when prostitution becomes completely legal in the West, a lot of this male simpery over women will cease. I definitely think, you know, it will devalue, it will drive down the price of pussy. Definitely. Most certainly going to drive down the price of pussy. We've talked about this. I think we've talked about this in several shows. I think Drex talked about this. A lot of people did. When you can just go get it, no issue, no worried about the cops or any crazy shit like that, it'll devalue quick. It's already kind of devaluing with OnlyFans because guys are just seeing so much of the same shit. Here you have the product. It costs as much as a new game or whatever you want. It is you want these days. And there you go. Like what? People are playing what? God of War, Ragnarok, and Sonic Frontiers, and they're about $60 a piece. I'm sure some guys will pay like $60 for sex. They probably will. But it has to be good. Like, you don't want to pay for a shitty game. Like, you don't want to pay $60 for a shitty game. There's no reason to bug random women into giving you nudes or some silliness like that. The simpery needs to die in total. Those are just my thoughts on these, excuse me, subjects. Now, I said, now, I also responded to his, a man needs to be successful with women in order to be partly successful in life. Now, I said, I strongly disagree. I totally get what you're saying, but there have been many men throughout history who have been successful and have not lived or married a woman. We also have to look at monk societies, which he mocked. He's like, oh, we gotta look at the monks. I'm like, yeah, what's wrong with the fucking monks, dude? You got an issue with monks? The Tibetan monks who live a great deal longer, as well as other brotherhoods throughout the world. I see this often in the Black Manosphere. And it very well might be a reconstruction of what became very well fractured after feminism and strong, independent black woman who doesn't need no man came into play. I think they're doing that. But I can tell you for certain that a man does not need a woman to make himself happy. Nor does he have to sacrifice himself for her, even though she turns around and divorces him, which is common in the black community. I mean, it is true, right? There's a lot of divorces, a lot of baby daddies. They don't even get to divorce. They sometimes just, you know, you have a baby mama. Many baby mamas. Which is common in the black community. I've worked in it for years. I know what I'm talking about. If you feel you need to be successful with a woman in order to make yourself happy in life, then you need to rethink your priorities, and maybe you will after you divorce, or maybe you won't and marry again. Now, he specifically said he wasn't interested in marriage, so that's my fault. I completely take that L. I wasn't sure. It sounded like he was trying to get married and, like, have kids. It's only after man has been crushed that he wakes up from the dream and decides he needs to find something else for meaning and purpose. Now, he mocked this. He used a mocking voice on this. He thought the idea of a man searching for meaning and purpose other than a woman was absolutely ludicrous. It's coping. What do you mean? I mean, coping for what? It's like, a man can't search elsewhere. He has to go, everybody has to go up the mountain. Well, why can't I go around the mountain and see what's on the other side of the mountain? No, you have to go up the mountain, because all men go up the mountain. I'm going to go around the mountain, go to the side of the mountain. You know, there's other things outside the mountain. I don't have to go up this mountain because everybody else is going up the mountain. It's called free thinking. Thinking for yourself, not doing what everybody else is doing. And he says that's what makes you socially awkward. And I gotta talk about social awkwardness. Oh yeah. See, one thing about social awkwardness is I was always the weird mix between socially awkward and able to talk with people that weren't, like, you know, popular people or whatever. I was actually very good friends with the prettiest girl in school. You know, she was actually named the most beautiful woman and, you know, and I still remain friends with her on social media. But No, she, you know, she and I, we talked, it was no issue. There was another pretty girl. She was interested in the fact that I wore all black and I was in a Slipknot and all this other stuff. She says, oh, like, I want to get into all that. And later she did marry this metalhead guy, which is really surprising. I never expected. She moved to France. Crazy, right? But, you know what would have really got on my nerves, though? She said that her neighbors were playing heavy metal, loud music, rock music, and she didn't care for it. And I said, well, how in the world would you and I actually work out if you can't stand the kind of music that I enjoy? Like, I can't do that because music is a big part of my life. I'm not going to just fucking give it up because woman doesn't like the sound of it. I'm sorry, that doesn't happen. I have a fucking backbone. You know, I'm not a guy to be pushed around. I'm not a beta. You're not going to fucking tell me what to do. That's the thing. And I'm speaking in a little bit deeper voice than what he was like, nah, nah, nah. Like, he was trying to sound like that. He's basically trying to sound like Yellow Flash when he basically covers SJW. So, yeah, that's what he was doing in his video. I can't show you the video because it's only on that fucking social media site, but whatever. And basically I said, no, I think I understand simps, particularly black simps. A well-known black content creator, you know who I'm talking about, and guess what? He has not responded to this. He put a laugh react, and then somebody else saw what I said, and they put a laugh react as well, because they knew that he wasn't answering the question. A well-known black content creator asked if you were the child of a single mother or had both parents in your life. I said, single mother confirmed. He put it, yeah.
Yeah. That explains everything. If this is the guy who I think we're talking about.
We don't know, but he never answered. He never answered. He absolutely never answered that. He also never answered my call to a formal debate. I said, you know, it's one thing for a guy to go in there, take private personal images. Basically what the guy did is he sent me a friend request. And then he went through my personal profile in order to attack me and make a video of me. And then he took some very personal pictures that were only meant for people that were on my list. Because, you know, I've locked my profile. So that was not for something to just anybody add me, right? That was something that you had to personally add. And he took a picture of me that was not... It was just me with my head on one pillow, my doll on the other. And he thought that was, oh, that's the most awful thing he'd seen. Even though people, when I posted that, they actually thought it was really wholesome and sweet. So, it's whatever. But, anyway, this guy, he just proceeded to do that. And he did that with another guy, too. But basically, they say he's a big troll. Problem is, he has a dating channel where he's got, again, 58 subscribers. He's not racking up, like, you know, Fresh and Fit or Rollo Tomasi. Excuse me. Rollo Tomasi or Playing with Fire, any of these guys he wants to be. But, This woman that you find success with may very well feel that she can find better. And I know, you're the shit. There ain't a man better than you, but lo and fucking behold, she finds one. Then she takes you to the cleaners, gets custody of your kid, and your ass is on the leash for child support. Are you still a successful man at this point? He said, oh, but I'm not getting married, though. You don't have to be married to go on child support, brah.
No, you do not.
Fucking doofus.
Oh. If your name's on the birth certificate, you're fucked. Yep. But I guess he doesn't know that.
Oh, I know. It won't happen to you. You're special. Well, let me tell you something about humans in life, buddy. People change like the drop of a hat. Don't ever be nice. Oh, yeah. By the way, he cut that out. He's like, oh, this guy's saying a whole bunch. I'm going to cut. No, you cut out my good parts because you didn't want to have to defend shit that I actually said was true. Don't ever be naive enough to think that this woman won't throw you under the bus whenever she gets a chance. It happens all the time, given the woman and the circumstances. I've had young black men come up to me and say, I'm scared, man. I wasn't wearing protection. I think I knocked her up. I'm not ready to be a father. I have had this happen. This is a real deal. Well, you better get your shit together. Because if you're ever going to raise that kid, if she even wants you in her life, or all that shit you wanted in life, or all that shit you wanted in life is going to be fucked because of child support. So you better get your shit together, because all the shit you wanted to do is fucked now. You got to quit fucking all these hoes and quit fucking them without protection. He didn't read that part. God damn, I never had sex without protection. That's true. But once again, we gotta wonder how successful the simp, the fool, thinks being successful with a woman, a tumultuous agent of chaos, is the meaning of male success. Seems like to me that your mama just wants some damn grandchildren. That's what I told him. So is any of that, what do you think of any of that? Anything that I said, it's all pretty much spot on, right? I mean, not everybody agrees with everything, but... And the guy
I don't know who that dude was before you were talking about, but he has to go on the wall. And this, I don't know who this other dude is, but one of those people.
He said, I'm glad I said, and I made a response to the weightlifter guy, or about the weightlifter guy. I'm glad to see it. Getting laid should not be the focal point of a man's life. I'm going to say that in a much deeper tone than what he used. You know, he was like, getting laid should, no. Getting laid should not be the focal point of a man's life. There's these videos on, one of the videos I noticed, I kind of laughed a little bit, was Playing with Fire. How to make your voice deeper. It's like, really? People need to know how to do that? It's like, hey, how you doing? You know. The fantasy that a lot of weebs have is more of a romantic idealization rather than what really happens when you get in a relationship. You may end up being with a person you loathe. It's true. That's why I like that. Because the fantasy is a romantic idealization. We realize it's a fantasy. But it's the ideal woman. That's what it is. The waifu is the ideal woman. That's the whole idea. That's what guys want and women aren't. I mean, nothing against them. They can be how they want to be. They can do whatever they want to do. I got nothing against them at all. Oh, but I'm just saying, that's what, you know, that's what it's supposed to be. So I like the fact that this guy already had his idea of a waifu, which he already had his waifu. Remember, he was lifting for his waifu. And that is doing more for him than most modern women will do this day and age. Because the modern woman failed, she wanted to be a man and a competitor rather than a partner. The man has to make his own idealization and vicariously live out his own romances. Through anime, gaming, movies, TV shows, or other means. The waifu is merely a mental replacement for a woman that no longer exists or may never have existed at all. So that's what there's another thing. There's something else I want to bring up, because a lot of people simp for the 1950s housewife. There are more than a few claims that while the husband was at work, several of these supposed women actually had affairs with other men in the neighborhood. Even the milkman or the postman was common in those days. There's not enough information known about this as of yet, but it's something people are trying to get some answers for. A lot of guys just want to go back to the 50s so they can marriage simp and have a family. But if this is the case, the same thing is going to happen. Especially considering how many women are already selling themselves online as it is. Am I not wrong? There are simply not enough traditional women left in the West for this pipe dream they want to work. That's all I had to say. I think I fully defended everything. I reiterated everything that was creepy to this guy. And, I don't know. I stand by it. I don't think I said anything wrong. I didn't think I said anything crazy. I mean, the guy literally thought, oh, this guy wants to put women's brains in a machine. How the fuck would you even do that? Like... You know, I thought about that for a second. I'm like, well, if I was going to do that, like, what part of the brain would you get rid of, you know? Like, I said it would be funny. The only thing that would happen is she would come out of the machine and she'd be like, I like cheese. And that was pretty much it. Like, just completely move everything. She's, like, totally retarded. I like cheese. Oh, great. Let's get married. No.
Oh, God.
No, that would be fucking terrible. That'd be taking care of... That'd be taking care of a mentally disabled person. That's not necessarily glamorous. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say, no, look, if you take care of a mentally disabled person, Like, I'm just saying if your partner was like that. And some people do that too. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm using the wrong terms for that. Because I do know people that have taken care of mentally disabled people. And it happens. Sometimes people get in accidents and things like that. It changes you. So, yeah, okay. So maybe I went too far below the belt with that one. But, yeah, that's kind of what I was saying. But, yeah, it's more of a sacrifice that you have to make if you're going to take care of somebody like that. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I said to the guy. And, of course, we went back and forth. Pardon. Back and forth. And
no, but I don't want to go back to those days. I don't want the trad cook wife that's going to sit for the barbarian and just take it. Because I already know what's going to happen. I'm good on that.
Oh, yeah, I know. All right, hold on. I've got to, actually, I know we're live, but I kind of got to take a pill. Yeah.
It's like, women do career-wise, the only thing women are loyal to is their survival. Great ghost. The great ghost.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll work. If not, I got to take an allergy pill. But, oh, yeah, what am I doing that for? My bad. Doing stupid things on a live show. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty much what I had to say to that guy. He was, I mean, there's a lot more that was said because I responded to the video and all that kind of stuff, but this is basically my response of that to that video. Okay, alright, so I'm playing as this nude character, and I don't know how to move her. I don't know how to move her. Like, I don't know how to fucking move her. Does it not work? Can I not do anything? Oh, you have to put her clothes on. And then you can play. Oh, she wouldn't... Okay, she wouldn't play if she didn't have her clothes on. Alright, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, they're teaching me about the game. But, alright, anyway. So, yeah, I talked to this guy and... I mean, we had some conversations, but all he really wanted to do was just troll. Like, that's it. And he doesn't actually want to fight. That's the thing. And when I say fight, I don't mean like a physical fight. I mean a good debate. He doesn't want to debate any of my points. He just wants people to point and laugh at me like a troll, like what a troll would do. He doesn't have any other concern besides that. And he simps real hard for these black women, too, I will say that. Because I've noticed he's in a lot of pictures with particularly black women. Like, that's his thing.
Oh, God, he hasn't seen that thread of how low black women think of fucking dudes like him. Of course he hasn't.
No. No, he hasn't. Can I change my weapon? I don't know. Okay, so this basically plays like Castlevania. But it's a lot harder. You don't have that much life. The music's really good. Kind of wish it wasn't a hentai game. Because, I mean, it seems to work as not one. This is one of those games that would do well on Steam if it wasn't a hentai game. Like, they could take the hentai stuff out and it'd still be fun. That's how you know you got a good game. If you don't need the sex to sell it. But, okay, yeah, they go away. They're telling me all these moves, but I don't know how to do them. I just gained an item. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what I'm doing. I honestly don't. Oh, okay. I see how to do it now. World. Okay, so my sub weapon. What did I do? Did I drop shit? I don't know what I'm doing. This game really needs to be in English. I just dropped shit, I think. But I mean, what am I gonna say? I mean, the guy. He knows what he wants in life, and that's pussy. Like, that's it.
Yeah, he's what I call useless.
That's all he wants. He just wants pussy.
But you see what kind of life is there without puniti? Oh my god.
Yep. Oh wow. So you're telling me I need some special item to fly or something. Or maybe I can't go up there. Maybe I need to go down. Hold on. Damn. Oh, I can go up. There's other ways I can go. I don't have to go that way. But yeah, that's what these guys want. They basically, it's all for vagina. That's all they want. God damn it. Now she's running around naked. There we go. I guess she dropped something. I got something. I don't know. Let's see. Can I break that wall? Nope. Yes. Don't matter because I don't have the item. This is a true Metroidvania. Holy shit. I actually need items. I really want to play this in English, so they need to get to work on that. I think I died. I don't get it. Oh, okay. That's weird. They need to fix this shit. Anyway, the game I'm playing is called Bloodroot. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's so fucked up. I really don't know what to say. Can I hit the switch? No, I can't. Ugh. Tell you what, though. I'm on these antibiotics right now, and I hate them. I'm almost done with them, because they're fucking up my... Antibiotics mess with your stomach and your fucking esophagus. They suck. They're good to get rid of, like, infections and shit, but... They do a lot of damage to the body on their way out in the stomach, so you have to... take special probiotics to fix that. I wish I didn't have to take any more of them, but you always have to finish a dose. You can't just go through. You have to finish the full dose of antibiotics. Thank God I only have 5 left. I take 2 tomorrow, 2 the next day, and then 1 on Tuesday, and I should be done. I don't know. I don't know if I like this game that much. And it's not the fact. It's not the game. It's that the game isn't in... I mean, I can't read it. And it looks like a game that you really want to read. Because it tells you how to do everything. But it's in Japanese. So you really do need at least some Japanese language to be able to figure shit out. I didn't know this game was in Japanese. Or I wouldn't have bought it.
Can you get a refund or no?
Not with DL site, probably.
Oh. So you just gotta wait for them to patch it or find someone. Or hope someone patches it.
Yeah. Okay, now I know how to put her clothes back on. Her clothes are magic. Her robe or whatever that she wears is magic, so... Hold on. I would turn the H mechanic off because it's annoying. When you get hit, it wants to go into a sex scene sometimes, and it screws up the flow of the game.
Wow.
Yeah. Gotta keep in mind, this is a real legit Metroidvania. It just happens to have some sexy stuff. Damn it.
Oh, attack spot.
Okay. You have to use magic to heal your clothes back. It's weird. So I can't go that way. Well, shit. I don't know what way I gotta go now. But yeah. So that's pretty much all I have to say on that guy. There's really nothing else really to talk about with that guy. But I wanted to defend my statements at least. Because he's like, oh, this guy's creepy. He sounds like he's like, don't worry. He's like, this gets really, really creepy. And you know what he also said in that video? He said, he's like, I wanted to, like, I was going to help this guy and be his friend. But now I just kind of want to, I just kind of want him to die. He literally said that in the video. He literally said, I kind of want him to die. I'm like, damn, bro, you're going to do an open death threat in a fucking video? Like, really? That's some shit. Like, I'm not even wishing death on the guy.
Hey.
Like, that's a really fucking... Like, it's not about beta shit. That's about as beta as you can get to wish somebody a fucking death threat because you don't like their opinions. He's like, oh,
yeah,
well,
your
opinions are real toxic to women. And women is his... Women are his only method of validation. Like, I noticed that. Women are his only method of validation. One thing he always says, well, women don't like it when you do this. Women don't like it when you do this. Women don't like this. Women don't like that. Women don't like this. Women don't like that.
Oh, my God.
That's it. Yeah, I know. It's so fucking ridiculous, right? And they'll call us, like, incels. I'm like, no, dude. We're guys that understand that women aren't the pure reason for being in the world. Like, a man's purpose is not just to serve or be devoted to one or many women. There, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't get it.
Look,
I mean,
man,
I got nothing against
them. It's the wall.
I got nothing.
No, I do. I'm tired of these simps ruining this shit. These guys like this, they keep ruining the shit. Go on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, I do agree on that, but yeah, they're not. You're not gonna stop these guys. Because all these young dudes, they just want to get laid. And it's not really... And you know, it's not their fault, actually. It's social media. Because I didn't really have social media really growing up. So, like, you had to talk to people and get to know people and all that kind of stuff. You weren't really that worried about sex. I mean, it was a thing. But, you know, there was... The talent pump, as Drex and Rakita, both Nick and Drex have talked about. The talent pump was just somebody you didn't want to be.
The one I've heard is the talent bike.
The talent bike, the talent pump, whatever. That everybody gets a ride, everybody gets a turn.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying here.
Right.
And, again, it's the fault of these damn social media apps, man. That's what's doing it. Because that's how people are meeting. That's how young people are getting together, by social media apps. Everything, if you look at, what's his name? Alex's stuff. It's basically, hey, this is how to get... This is how to improve your social media profile. This is how to get girls to like your social media. Like, that's it. That's literally it. That's what they're interested in. It's kind of ridiculous, I think. But what do I know? I'm just a fucking boomer, right?
I wouldn't call you a boomer yet. Aren't you Gen X?
No, I'm a Xennial. So I'm in between Millennial and Gen X, or Gen X and Millennial. Yeah, so I'm not a boomer, but you know what I mean. People would think my way of thinking is kind of outdated.
Right.
That's not how people meet these days. Yeah, it is. That is how people... Well, I mean, that's not how people meet these days. Well, yeah, it's not. They don't meet like that anymore. They meet like social media. And all social media is interested in is clout. Everybody wants to be a star. That's the thing. I talked about it with this girl. And I said, you got to understand, everybody wants to be a star now. Everybody wants to be an Instagram girl or something like that. That's the issue.
But Grim, because it's not because I don't see my personal life, it doesn't exist. Yeah, that fucking mentality. I see that shit around too many times. Really irritating.
Oh, yeah. I get you. Well, yeah. I think that might be all we need to say on this one. I was cutting it a little short, but we didn't have a whole lot to say on this, and I just wanted to go ahead and address the stuff that Cliff Jumper said and, you know, kind of clear the air. Got nothing against Cliff Jumper. He's just a fucking guy trying to get some clout for PUA. He wants to be like Fresh and Fit. He wants to be like Rolo. He wants to be like Alex Playing with Fire. All these guys. Bulldog Mindset. He wants to be like all of them. That's fine. But I'm not into all that. And that's why, you know, going the path or what, MGTOW or post-MGTOW, whatever you want to call it, that's why we exist. For the men that want another opportunity, they want something else. So, yeah. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out of here for Grim's Open Mic Night. Anything you want to say before we end?
I gotta go down to jail. The purge hasn't started yet.
All right. That'll be it. I am out. I will see you later.